to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
They say friendship is the hardest thing in the world to explain. It's not something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship by now, you really haven't learned anything. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
And the man with no name is here live with you.
And the reason why we are starting with a beautiful quote about friendship is because we lost a friend.
A very dear friend indeed.
We lost a friend. If you know Matthew Perry, the guy who played Chandler Bing in the Friends. Hit TV show Friends, he passed away.
Actually, in the early hours of this morning, actually.
Yeah, so it's a sad one. And he's not the only person that passed away this period, because we also had the original OG Shaft himself.
That was on Friday, yeah?
No, that was on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the actor who played Shaft, Richard Roundtree, he passed away at the age of 81, while Matthew Perry passed at the age of 54.
In an apparent drowning incident in his home, so yeah.
Exactly. Now, Matthew Perry as an actor shaped not just him, but the idea, the concept of movies and TV shapes most of our life, the way we talk. I learned sarcasm too from somebody like Chandler Bing, and people like that brings, you know, fun. They don't know how much they impact with their characters into your life. But if you really check how you behave, if you're a movie lover, anime lover, TV lover, you'll find out that some of the things in the way you talk, the way you handle friendship,
you mirror them after you, characters that you've
you
seen
like, or you've seen. Exactly. But anyway, we will be bringing you all the happenings in your cinematic world of movies, from movies that dropped this week, movies that dropped last week. We'll also bring you some cinematic movie gist and everything you have seen this weekend. We will gist about it. So right now, in honor of Matthew Perry, we'll play you a version of I'll Be There For You, the theme song from the show itself, Friends. Have a listen.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Always be there for your friends. That's the reason why I hugged Chinatu to this evening and said, I'll be there for you. And he was shocked, looking at me like, what's it be this?
Well, it's a problem. He's not here yet. He will tell us why he was carrying face like that with his small head, like where they used to throw something. Anyways, guys, you're welcome to the show. Let's not start on a sad note, because, of course, watching series like this bring happy moments. But yeah. R.I.P. to Matthew Perry.
R.I.P. to Matthew Perry. So let's get on with the show and bring you all the things that dropped this week. Okay, so not much really happened this week in your cinematic world of movies and TV alike, but, I mean, horror movie fans will find something to enjoy with Five Nights at Freddy's. It is based off a video game, and I haven't played the video game, so I have no idea what it's all about, but I know it's about some animatronics who come to life and start ripping people apart. So Five Nights at Freddy's was dropped on Peacock this week. It was in cinemas, I think, for a couple of weeks, and that's one of the things that dropped this week. Another thing that dropped this week is the fourth episode of the second season of the Marvel hit show called Loki. Yeah.
Well, I've started Loki, but and I don't know how to really feel about it. A lot of people have been excited, but personally, I haven't seen the excitement. The only one that I know I'm really excited about is Gen V. Yeah, but for Loki, yeah.
I mean, I'm enjoying Loki so far. For the three episodes I've seen, I've not seen the fourth one yet.
No, I haven't seen the fourth one too.
But so far, it, like, there was something I was talking about, I think it was last week, or where you be no day yet. I'm talking about how it's still playing with that multiverse stuff and the TVA and all that. And I love Tom Hiddleston, and there's Wumi inside. So, I mean, there's a lot to enjoy. It's something to just...
Who is the Wumi?
The black... The chick, the...
Okay, yeah, the other... The
yeah,
lady.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
yeah,
Nigerian.
Yeah. Oh, everywhere.
We're there everywhere. You understand?
Let me smell something.
And speaking about Gen V, episode 7 dropped this week also, and that leaves us with just one episode to go before it wraps.
Hi. Okay, so I started. Let me not even drop spoilers. Let's just go to the fact that there are a lot of movies and television series that came out this week, and part of what we are going to do is to let you in on the gist. So very, very quickly, I want to remind you. Problem. Oh, you're coming to check my movie. What's wrong with you? Anyway, part of the things that we'll do inside the show today is we're going to remind you movies and, of course, TV series that are out and the ones that you should look forward to. Also, I think I'll be sharing my experience with watching. What's the name of this thing that I watch again?
What?
Hi.
Is it Jiu-Jitsu?
No.
Talking about
Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, God.
And Demon Slayer. Ivan,
Ivan, we share an experience today. But what I wanted to say was this horror. Would they call it horror? Fall of the House of Usher.
Okay, the Fall of the House of Usher, Mike Flanagan.
Yes. So I'll be sharing my experience.
Everybody was like blasting it in praises on
no,
the group.
I mean,
Mike Flanagan has not disappointed anybody so far.
God do.
And I'm yet to see it, so I have no.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, I've seen. From Haunting of Bly Manor.
From Bly Manor. You recommended that to me.
And after I saw the Haunting of Bly Manor, and I then watched Hill House Haunting immediately after, and I was blown away. Then I said I was going to save Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass, another excellent piece of entertainment.
Till this now came out, and immediately I pressed play, bar.
You were so blown
that
away.
That was it. See, I just pressed play.
And you were blown away again.
What? See, as I'm talking to you, I'm still blown away. That's the thing is, it might start slow for you because maybe you will be expecting
Gengen
horror. But it's drama, thriller, suspense, like even the horror elements in it, but all those jump scares, like you will be eased into it. It will hit you when you least expect. And you will feel the pulse of the actors. Like you will feel it as if you are the
enter. Anyway, we are still talking movies right here, and we need to go pay some bills quickly, right?
Yeah, we'll pay
some. And when we come back, we'll keep talking about movies and the things that dropped last week also. So stick around, call your friends to listen because it's going to be an experience. Still your cinematic world of movies right here, talking movies. And you just joined us. Please introduce yourself. Let not be as
ladies and gentlemen, give me the intro now. You're just letting me just
ladies
slide
and
in
gentlemen,
like that.
We have the side chick in the building.
I gave you an opportunity to introduce yourself, but you're looking
for
intro.
I would have taken it. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's me, the life of the party. I know you missed me. So
yeah, the life of the party. Party after party.
Party, uh-huh. This is Chinatu. It's sidekick, guys. It's sidekick, not side.
But that's
chick.
What we said now.
Who is we here? And who said what?
Me, myself, and I.
I introduced you properly.
You said side chick.
How do we introduce you normally?
Sidekick.
Kick. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the show. I don't know how many people have seen Pluto. That's an animation that is on Netflix also, about the era of man and robots, like that debacle, the conversation of robots' rights. Well, AI is in the building, so yeah, you guys should.
Some of the things that are coming to Netflix, but especially animes right now, I cannot wait to see their Blue Eye Samurai. Like,
yeah,
I
so
love
Blue Eye
everything
is,
about the animation.
Next month, 2nd of November.
And see, 2nd of November, then what is 3rd of November?
Invincible!
It's just season one, episode one
of season two.
Even
yes.
if it's 10 minutes.
Even if it's
you know
10
how
minutes,
long we've
yeah,
been waiting?
Forget it.
So you can't just hold it.
Hold no, what?
We cannot hold anything.
No.
It's not peace.
I know there's going to be traffic.
We will not hold it. So I'm really excited for like the end of the year, like starting
yes,
from
the end
next
of the year,
month.
It's going, it's going to be hot.
It's back to back.
And
then for anime lovers, yeah, knowing that this year is ending and we'll be starting next year with Solo Leveling, that's another thing again. Also, talking about animes, we are having the final part of Attack on Titan still in the month of November. Mm. And that's around November 3rd. Like, it's full madness. Oh.
As
like,
in, November is going to be sweet.
Is there no anime coming out then? Tell
I just
more.
Talked about just Attack said, on Titan.
Okay, that's anime.
Yes.
What did you think it was?
Attack on that Titan.
Titan, yeah. Yes. There's actually the live action.
Hey, so I was expecting...
No, don't confuse Netflix. It
don't
with
confuse
Clash
it.
Of the Titans.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's... This anime is really copying things from the...
Actually, it's movies that are copying the anime.
How you say no? Nobody film first come out.
No, the anime came out before the film.
That's because you're just a fan. It's
no,
not.
No, I know that the film came out.
But you just said that the Kraken something just came out now.
No, which Kraken?
The Titan just came out.
I said Attack on Titan. Titan is the name of a place. You see, we have problem today when you don't read up on these things.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Let's check out movies that dropped last week. We have Leonardo DiCaprio with De Niro, directed by Martin Scorsese, called Killers of the Flower Moon. That dropped last week. And
people are shouting, are we not getting the HD? Well, if you want the HD, just go and see this Something Night at Freddy, ba?
Five Nights at Freddy.
That dropped this week.
Yeah. And another thing that dropped last week on Amazon Prime, for those of you who love Timine Egusun and
Bimbo Adimoye.
It's called Big Love. You've seen it, right?
Beautiful movie.
Very terrible movie, but okay. Let's move on. And then Loki Episode 3 Season 2 dropped last week. Gen V, Power, and Marvel Spider-Man, the video game. Spider-Man 2, actually. So those are the things that dropped last week. And right now, we need to go check out some of the movie news. We've already read two out of all the ones we have, from Matthew Perry, who sadly passed away at the age of 54, and Richard Roundtree, who passed away at the age of 81. So,
yeah.
May that soul rest in peace.
Yes,
amen.
Okay. So, onto some cinematic movie juice proper right now.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, straight into cinematic movie Jizz. Edgar Wright, for those of you who don't know, he wrote the first draft of Ant-Man before Marvel took it and made and had another director, Peyton Reed, to carry on. But if you don't know him, have you seen Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Baby Driver?
See, Hot Fuzz is the one that if they just mention your head, you just go ding, 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 ding. You've not watched Hot Fuzz.
Okay. You've not watched Hot Fuzz?
Who are you talking to? Who else is in the studio?
Anyway, Edgar Wright is remaking Arnold Schwarzenegger's Running Man. If you remember the Running Man, he's remaking it, and it is set to begin filming next year, 2024. And for you may like this, Pixar's next movie will now be Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
Which will follow Riley's head as a teenager with new emotions introduced, and will be in theaters June 14, 2024.
I don't know why you're making your face like that, man. With your name. Are you telling me you didn't see Inside Out?
I saw it Inside Out.
So why are you not making a face? You didn't like it.
It's not like I didn't like. See, you see the thing about
that was a beautiful, beautiful animation.
It was a good animation. Uh-huh. Yeah, colors were popping. Mm. Yeah, that's all.
So you just had problems with the color.
No, colors were popping.
And you didn't like the color thing?
No, the colors were popping.
Oh my God, LGBTQ. It was beautiful. I mean,
I didn't say it wasn't beautiful.
Let's say emotions. It's just like that.
Do you know I've still not finished them? That's emotions. Elementals, what?
Elementals.
I have still not finished.
That's the problem. Okay, I talked about the beautiful idea of elements coming to life, and that was what happened in Inside Out. Emotions, like, why they look me?
I'm listening to your explanation. No,
we have a message here.
Wow, let's say they wash you.
Yes, this message is talking about football. Oh no. He says, really? Good evening, guys. My name is Osh. He said, I recently downloaded Old Dads by Bill Moore. I plan to watch it tonight. Also, permit me to say that Castlevania is one of the best animes ever made. Great show. That's what he says.
Now, can I say something
about... You still watched Castlevania. God will punish
you. I love to say something. It's a shame for me to agree to this, but yes. Castlevania was something else.
I do not know the very funny thing. I know you forced me to watch Castlevania.
I didn't argue with you. I think we're focused now, you know, added to the force.
So you needed somebody to add matter.
No, because your own is too much. I cannot follow all of your
anime recommendations.
Yes, it's too much.
See the first question. Is it on Netflix? Yes. Is it English? Because I cannot be reading it. I said yes.
But you see, it was interesting. Unlike the other ones, like this, where's that? What's the name of that one? You literally used glue to.
it's like injuries.
Tell me the name like, now. The one like that you guy opens one. Book to fight.
Death Note.
No.
Opens book to fight.
They bring a spell from book now, but he didn't have a power. He didn't have powers.
Black Clover.
Black Clover.
See, I dare you. Oh, I dare you to travel out of Nigeria. In fact, I dare you in some seconds.
Now, let me tell you what happened.
You say Black Clover is not interesting.
I didn't say it was not interesting. Listen, I was not feeling fine. In my vulnerable state, this guy forced me.
Actually, see what happened, yeah? Chinatu wasn't feeling fine. I took him to the hospital. And then I had to take him home in order to observe the foul. So that in case.
I don't be called lab rats, but yes, moving on.
But because I took him to the hospital.
Thank you.
So when he was not lying down on the couch, right, and I said, Chinatu, I know you're not feeling fine, but right now, this is the time I can have my PCT. Now put Black Clover.
I have no power to object. Guys, when you're not feeling fine, should you watch your favorite movie to calm you down.
Black Clover.
This guy first, I didn't get a headache, and they see what they do. I'm like, what? This is not what I need. But any which way, it's kind of interesting, but he started dragging at some point.
Kind of interesting,
he started dragging.
It's not dragging. It's coughing like episode.
After they now went to that academy and they came out, everything was now dragging.
It's not dragging. It's called filler episodes, but let's continue.
Let's continue on some cinematic movie gist. If you know the movie Now You See Me 1 and 2, Now You See Me 3 is officially moving forward at Lionsgate. Is this something you want to see?
I liked one.
Two,
was good.
They called the overdwam. Now you're having three.
Shocking. They did two.
They did two. Okay, and the thing that was annoying is, what do you want to show in two that we are not aware of? We know they are all con guys. What else? Yeah, I didn't feel it.
Yeah. Okay, still on some cinematic news. David Fincher, for those of you who know him, he directed Gone Girl, Fight Club, Seven.
Oh.
Yeah, 12 Monkeys and others. Says there's been talk about him making a Social Network 2.
Let him not do it.
No, I mean, there's... He had a story to talk about in the Social Network, which was interesting and went on to be an Oscar-nominated movie.
It was boring.
The Social Network. With Jesse Eisenberg.
I'm not saying this. Maybe boring is the wrong term. There's this word usually use.
Slow burn.
Thank you.
It is not even a slow burn. From the first conversation
it was an action movie. They were fighting, Abby.
So it needs to be action before it's interesting. The conversation written by Aaron Sorkin in that movie alone, then having the dynamics of Man, I explained to you. You didn't like Joker.
Focus mind. That 4 hours movie too. Actually,
it was not a 4 hour movie.
Okay. Good evening, movie guys. Just finished watching Moving, the K drama, and all I will say is wow. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about Moving, yeah. And it says DC and Marvel should learn from their job. That's what Steven says all the way from Cuba. Thank you for your message.
And Ivan is saying Social Network was boring.
You can literally see him doing the social network.
I said from the first conversation that Mark had with his girlfriend, Haba.
So I explained.
I said maybe not boring. Not boring, boring. Maybe I use, why they eye me? Ivan, come meet me for station.
Let's jump in more news.
Okay, still talking about David Fincher right now. He said he pitched a Spider-Man movie back in 1999 that didn't include Peter's origin story.
When I read this news, but I was like, wait, oh, you are pitching a Spider-Man movie without the origin story, and you think that the studios will buy it? When people it's only majorly children who have been acquainted with the Spider-Man story, or people who had the comics.
Let me finish what he said.
Okay,
then,
he said
they weren't even interested. They were like, why would you want to eviscerate the origin story? And I was like, because it's dumb.
Okay.
You see, we are
now, focus. Now, wait. I get the point, but if there are two heroes who you should never negate their origin story, who their origin story actually propel and designed who they are, and the motivation for why they are the superheroes they are is Spider-Man and Batman. What their tragic story literally made them who, like, it is what developed and built them as heroes. You get now what they push them be that. So I get to that point, but also look at it this way: the MCU went on to do a Spider-Man movie without an origin story. Tom Holland's Spider-Man doesn't have an origin story.
That's because they had already been built up already.
We had already had Spider-Man 1,
Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man, God forbid, Amazing Spider-Man also.
Wait now. They were not MCU Spider-Man. They were of different studios. They were of Sony studio, which is just like
now, the same people will watch that one.
No, it's just like where we did right now. You have a Spider-Man movie you want to do. You have a Spider-Man movie. I have a Spider-Man movie I want to do. And we all choose the different angles to approach the story, right? And I choose to not do an origin story because I feel I'm not even going for Devin Fincher saying it's dumb. No, I don't buy that it's dumb. But I'm saying, what if I just want to jump straight into it and not start to explain?
Okay, so if you want to do
why
that Spider
bite them? Why all okay, this?
If you want to do
would
that
it be
now,
without
yeah.
Peter, though,
no, I'm trying to say, Peter.
You can pick up a story from not always, not every story needs that
origin story,
because
yes.
Spider-Man is a character that has lived over. That's existed over
20 something years.
Wait to me, 20 something since 1964.
Oh, IMDb, give.
So a lot of people who already even know the origin story.
Okay.
And MCU got to do that. They didn't show how Peter was beaten, how Tom Holland's Peter was beaten. They just show us in the original Spider-Man, and then this guy went to recruit him. You see? So at the end of everything, but sometimes we don't already see him plenty. Just leave him like that. And
okay, well, sorry, but come to think of it now. Mm-hmm. I'm almost agreeing with your Fincher guy. It's kind of dumb.
It's not dumb.
No, it's not
no,
dumb.
No, say if spider come bites you.
A radioactive spider. I mean, like,
any.
It happens.
Why are you laughing, Foko? You don't
no,
you
because
think
it
now.
I'll give you a two-life situation.
I think it happened.
Wow.
Yes, now.
Hey, you know, all of us in Nigeria have to be mosquito man. For the fly.
Can they do?
Okay, OG is saying, wait, focus. The home series was a complete origin story. It ended with Aunt May dying in No Way Home. This one, when they talk about, you are saying after.
And he's even, talking about the
and even that,
of...
even that, Seth, isn't really an origin story because we not see the spider bite Tom Holland, did we?
Because we already know that this was how he became.
That's what
he
is.
Can we, move on from creepy crawlers?
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Okay.
We don't do that.
Next one on our list right now of movie news, we have, remember Sylvester Stallone's The Samaritan, right?
I didn't like it, but continue.
The Samaritan 2 is in the works right now at Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon get money, Sha. They just want to waste it.
Because why?
That Samaritan was
why?
Great.
Why?
It was a waste of everything.
Why?
Though.
Well, I just feel Sylvester Stallone actually wanted, minus Rambo, he just wants to play a superhero. Like, all the mates don't they do him, you understand? May not be like, say, he lose out.
Who be in mates when they do him?
Other people's fathers. I just felt that maybe that was one of his dreams. Like, I want to play a superhero, and they just gave him the Samaritan, and he wanted to roll with it. That's what I just think, because if to say that me, I don't collect the script.
Okay. Still talking movie news right now. A study claims that 48% of Gen Z feel that sex and sexual content is not needed for the plot of most TV and movie.
Actually, see, there are some movies that do not need any infusion of any R-rated sex scenes. There are some that need it, like
Game of Thrones.
All right, let me now stop you there.
Okay.
Good.
Sex and the City.
Calm down. Movies these days,
Illegal
they try.
Street.
Movies these days, they try to bring out all aspects of life.
Okay.
And that's why you'd see a full action story, and they'll somehow say, okay, the girlfriend somehow is there, and then there's kissing and making
okay,
love.
Okay, so let me give you a practical example. That's a movie that had a color blocking. What's the name? That had a Adam, Black Adam.
Okay,
Black
yeah.
Adam. You see how they try to force chemistry between our poster color and that big guy.
Yeah.
Did it sync well? Did it seem like it was something that was natural?
That's even a different case.
Yeah.
You're talking about actors' chemistry and how it moves the story forward.
Yes, now.
But this one, I'm talking about sex.
Okay,
like
so sex.
Because
scenes.
Almost all the movies these days, there's always
one. So,
it's not almost all of them.
The movies, I did not see sex in Dead Mission Impossible. I've not seen Gran Turismo.
I've not seen it.
Yes, Gran Turismo, they don't have.
They kiss now. When
you see they're saying sex. Now, you're saying kissing.
My brother.
Now, kissing the talk.
Listen now, read what you see. I look well now.
Wait
now. My
now.
Eye.
Yes.
Sex and sexual content. It's not when they show you blue film. No, that's not what they mean.
Wow. What's blue film?
What's blue film? Blue.
It's
can
red
we
film.
Continue? Can we continue? We have a message here.
Okay. And Stripe Okay, style up. I say, aside from sexual scenes, there's a waiting.
I beg, this your message is not
complete. Please, your message is not complete. Please,
please complete your message.
And still talking about this
sexual content.
This stuff. They said 51.5% reportedly want to see more content focused on friendship and platonic relationship.
Exactly. See,
what it be exactly?
Wait now, wait. There are some movies that sexual content is highly necessary. For example, medieval movies. Because we know say that period we are fine. So yeah, it's admissible. Yeah. Something like a Game of Thrones. Spartacus.
Yeah, there are some stuff that I understand that don't need it.
There are some that don't actually need it at all.
What are you talking about here? Is it like putting in the live in the film?
No, now So, sexual content in general, it can be just kissing.
Okay, so let me give you an example. How you can now do a movie and you will not
okay, so let me give you an example. This Marvel movie, Eternals.
Yes.
When they went to go and put that LGBT that did not make the movie sell in some other countries, was it necessary? It did not build anything to the story. You're
not getting it. Now, do you know what that sexual content does?
What?
Now, it helps to bring down the climax. Not climax per se, like...
But the climax is necessary for...
Calm down now. No, they think for like... You know, in movies, you're like... And then all of a sudden, something calms you down. You're like, oh, okay. Then they now try to lift it up again. It's normal.
So show the risers and the fallers. Inside here...
aside the sexual scenes, there's a...
Proliferation of LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Almost like it's compulsory.
So they make it like it's almost compulsory.
But that is not what the news is talking about. It's just talking about sex and sexual content in most movies and TV.
So this study that you went to do, who are the Gen Zs that you interviewed? Did you come to Nigeria?
If they say yes, they will shout yes that they want to hear it.
Nigerians
don't spy.
Man, don't even talk. You with a shy eye, they watch.
I like it too. I'm not even going to hide.
Uh-huh.
If I see it, I will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you get.
Say more.
No, the thing is, like I said, for some of these movies.
Yes, there are some that are needed, while there are others that are not needed. If it doesn't drive the plot forward, if it doesn't affect the character or the story in any way, why do you have to put it? You get. Why do you have to show somebody? Like, Van Damme movies had that. There were some Van Damme movies that never needed that. But it was even used as like appreciation or gratification for some Van Damme movie.
I say one girl,
and the girl will now come with towel to my room like, I just came to say thank you. No. You don't even buy a shawarma or something.
Transformer. Transporter.
Oh, Transformer.
I save you.
Listen. Why? I've told you, this stuff sounds... It's just like James Bond. James Bond is for the streets. What do you need? Bam, before you know,
James Bond is a spy and he needs to get information sometimes. And sometimes, how do you get information on some people when you are a fine man? You seduce them into to your bed. So
why you
so much excitement? Why is there a pillow on your trousers?
Guys, don't forget you are still on the movies, and we are talking movies here on your number one talk station in Abuja. Live and direct is the usual suspects of Popcorn and Reels. And yeah, you can be part of the show. All you need to do is send us a message on WhatsApp 08099301 37. You can send us your message. Let's have this conversation.
Or you can call us on 0700-951-0000. Okay, let's segue into some Jean-Claude Van Damme news right now.
I just saw it and I'm laughing.
Jean-Claude Van Damme says he has always wanted to star in the Fast and Furious franchise, but Vin Diesel said, no, I don't want him.
Ella.
Because they know
it's
that...
It's a big Ella, beg now.
Big Ella.
It's a
I'm not talking about the Ella. Mm. I'm talking about the fact that introducing a Jean-Claude, you cannot introduce him as a good guy. He will definitely have to be a bad guy, and we beat Chege come up for people, buddy.
Okay, yes.
So that's one thing. So they are afraid of that split kick. That's why they don't want to put him
in. I feel Vin Diesel did not want some form of like competition or something.
Of course. Yeah. That was part of, if you look at it very well, that was part of what caused the beef between him and The Rock. The Rock.
Because The Rock almost outshined in the movie.
Yes.
So that was why
Vin Diesel.
So that was why. So Vin, you know the guy knows how to act like that. So he
Have you watched Find Me Guilty?
Yes, now minus Find Me Guilty.
The Pacifier.
What about Red Blood something?
Okay, yes, Reed
Bloodshot. Bloodshot. Even though the story was terrible, but he acted well.
Riddick, Chronicles of Riddick, fantastic.
No, Vin Diesel did try now.
He just turned into a
franchise actor. That's the only thing you can find him in. Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, now franchise.
I am great.
Fast and Furious franchise. What else?
Well,
his sister is franchise.
How can you have a Jean-Claude Van Damme like this? Say take.
And he say
he
don't
say no. Oh.
Ah, he pay me.
Oh, wasted.
Jean-Claude will advertise two trucks. People buy him.
I'm telling you. But then meanwhile, it depends. He wants to start. You know, come in and give you clean a role. You just want to come out and start this movie.
I see, just as only him waka pass, that movie, people will be like, Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Okay, an action star. And that segues us into another action star, Tom Cruise. But Mission Impossible right now, Dead Reckoning Part 2, is no longer expected to keep that title.
That title, so you're not
But like, why? It's already too late. You've already named the first one, Dead Reckoning Part One. So what do you want to name the follow-up, which is coming out in, it has been moved. It's coming out in 2025, by the way. Yeah, May 20. It was supposed to come out next year, but it's coming out May 23rd, 2025.
Are you serious?
Still move it, but see the thing. I don't think that is even an issue.
It is an issue. And I've not seen it. I was even waiting. Say when the second one come out, I'll just watch.
So what do you now want to call the second one? You've already called the first one. If you call the first one Dead Reckoning, finish. You didn't put the part one.
Good.
Then would have continued with anything you want to name it. If it's like Ghost Reckoning.
Okay.
But you've already called it Dead Reckoning.
This one is
part
painful,
one.
Have you forgotten that there was a time in this earth where there were movies that had other titles? That you will find one movie now with this name and you will see it, that same movie with another title.
Did it have part one?
So, see.
Well, which movie now? Use the example. Which movie?
I remember Jet Li and Jackie Chan movies that time. You will see one, Hidden Strike. You will see that same Hidden Strike. It is Hidden Strike, but it is another name in another country.
But that's the thing. They did not say Hidden Strike part one. Then they now change the part two.
Okay,
into,
so focus. Let me ask you. If they now rename it, will you still watch it? Good, let's move on now.
You will still watch it. You will know it is Tom Cruise.
This is why we can't get nice things. Because if people compromise.
No.
People are supposed to stand your ground.
Wow.
Okay, go beat them, Abi.
Go beat them. Leave them. That's where they jump from a replay. No parachute. Say, rename your movie. Rename your movie. As how. Anyway, we are seeing Chris O'Day.
Yo.
Yeah, we shake Shakira for you.
And Matthew Vaughn, the director of Kingsman.
Yeah,
says Marvel should focus on less is more and make less movies and concentrate on making them great. Like they are just pushing out too much.
I totally agree. And let them start with scrapping Captain Marvels.
What's your problem with that girl?
It's not her. It's everything concerning the character, the design, the graphics, everything. You bring us cinematic disco light. Marvel used to have
two movies. It was one movie a year. You get before they now started doing two movies. You get, I think I was in 2013, 2014. Yes, they started doing two movies because it was one movies, Iron Man in 2008, 2010, Iron Man 2, Captain America, Thor 2010, Captain America in 2011. Which one came out in 2012?
One of them,
Thor the Dark World. Then 2013, we have Iron Man. Mm-hmm. It was in 2014, they started having two movies when they have Captain America and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh,
then 2015. Gosh. We had Ant-Man and... Stop recording me.
No.
I wanted
to check IMDb, but then I realized what a waste of data.
And then they started pushing out three movies in a year and all that, you get. So, yes, I think Matthew Vaughn is right. They need to slow down a little bit and concentrate on movies so that they can give better quality. Because he went on to say that he over-reliance on CGI in superhero movies has effed up everything as well, because you feel like you are watching a video game.
He isn't wrong. Personally, I subscribe to his motion of let them just focus and do something. Let's probably build your Captain Marvel. Do you know why? Aside from the fact that they are not just focusing and they are relying so much on CGI, even the artists, the CGI graphic guys, are complaining that they don't give them enough time to work.
That's why when you watch Thor,
you now see somebody's face appear in the sky and you're like...
And it's terrible CGI. It's really bad.
No. It doesn't make sense. No, I beg.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's all the news we have this week. We'll be bringing you more news as we have them. Right now, we have some sweet messages on WhatsApp. Yeah,
I remember watching Warrior. The series season one, I couldn't finish it because it had a lot of sexual content. Can't even think of watching.
What? Warrior?
Stephen from Cuba.
Yes, now.
How many days at Warrior? And it was.
When
he
finally
to the
met
story.
That girl, even, you know, the other girl with the hair and shine, like the midi girl that had the.
Thank you.
So it was part of the story, the idea that there was a madam that had a brother,
but she was an informant. That's what he's saying, that some plenty naki was happening in the
and
in
he
the
said
brother
he could
now.
Not stomach it. Okay, let's move
I could
on.
Lie. It was not even much.
Well, Oshie.
Okay, good evening, guys. Osh, right here saying, let me remind everyone that Lord of the Rings trilogy had no explicit sexual content in all the three parts of the movies. Yes. And he said, let me just say actually, that Spartacus breaks this table completely.
Completely, actually, Spartacus does.
See, I'm not going to lie. I said it years before, and I'm still saying it again. When I didn't know about the Spartacus series, I knew of the old one in 1960, about the one the Kirk Douglas did.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about the new one, right? The one that had Lea McIntyre in it and all that. And
the other guy.
Yeah. When it was my friend Bola that said, there's this show. And I said, what time was like, it's Spartacus, they are fighting in the ring, there's blood. I said, I like gore and, you know, people fighting and all that. She said, no, that's not even that. There's enough of this. I'm like, eh?
That was what made me start watching Spartacus, and then
the story blew me away, the acting, everything.
For me it was the storyline.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, I was drawn by the, you know,
story that now took you away.
You know, yeah.
Well, talking about things that are taking us away, we are still seeing more messages from here, and all the way from NNPC Towers. It says, good evening, machines in the studio. It says, I tipped this movie from a friend, but I'm giving it to you Bluetooth and only Bluetooth. Chinatu, she wait for now. Please don't afford to miss this Gen movie, such as what happened later after death. You say these Gen movies, such as what happens later after death,
the holdover and Paw Patrol.
Please first grab your popcorn and start watching. You are going to like it, I promise. That's what Emeka says.
To think you're suggesting Paw Patrol and you're telling me not to be part of it. I will
somebody
watch it before.
Somebody that has watched...
That I see follow it on Nickelodeon and Nick Jr. What are you telling me, sir? Wow.
The reason why you subscribe. Well, let's... Problemo. Well, okay, so now that we are entering into another half of the show, or the last part of the show, let me just quickly jump into the fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, God. Mm.
The reason why I'm going to take my time to talk about the fall of the House of Usher, is because there are very few movies at this time that do not focus on dialogue that makes sense. I don't know if you understand.
No, dialogues have been like weak.
Knives Out did not have that kind of dialogue.
No. Knives Out is an exception. Now, come on, Knives Out.
But compared to the workings of this series.
I've not seen it though, but I think it's close to Knives Out.
The director, the guy that did the haunting, this whole haunting, the fall of the House of Usher.
Yeah.
There's just one scene that is 2 minutes. You can check it on YouTube, that they talked about making, if life gives you lemon and you make lemonade. That scene alone. Then it brought me back to that point that we're making when we're talking about Jagu Jagu.
Yeah.
Was it Jagu Jagu? No, don't worry. It wasn't Jagu Jagu. It was
Jagun.
No, what's the name of this? Black Book.
Okay.
Yeah, now, Black Book.
You remember you made mention of the fact that when they were narrating the story of why
Paul Edima
was a menacing character.
Yeah.
And it was just a bland statement of, there was no special effect to draw us into the story.
Yeah, we didn't see what
if
we were
you
told.
If you watch the fall of the House of Usher, this guy starts out by talking about the fact that he's a mogul, like he's a capitalist mogul, and how he has built his empire. And then he then asks the detective who is interrogating him and says, if life gives you lemon, the guy says, you make lemonade. He says, no, you don't make lemonade. And he started breaking down the process to building an empire with just lemons. Now, the guy sat down with a drink in hand. From, like, when he was talking, you would not notice how the camera is coming closer. Slowly coming closer. You will just notice the intensity of the discourse. Before you know it, he is on your screen, like his face.
Full CU.
When he finishes the statement, he's now.
It's called a close up, you villager.
And see, watching it, then I now started noticing the distinct camera angles that they were taking for some shot. And you'll be like, man, seriously, but I still say this. Nigerian filmmakers need to watch more of foreign movies.
No. That's the thing now. If you see Black Book, you will know that it is influenced by a lot of American movies. Like even some of the shots.
Yes, but I'm talking
it is beautiful.
I'm talking about the theory and understanding the practicality.
The practicality and also understanding that camera itself has a language.
Yeah. The camera
they
has
know
a
it
language.
Now. Okay, let me just this one. You are looking at me like let me just explain this to you. Have you noticed that if they want to make a character bigger seem menacing, or there is a powerful character? Most of the shots come from down to make the character fill up the screen to look bigger. That is a powerful character, right? Now, if you want to show a down character, a character who is down on his knees or something, you take the camera up to show that this character, that dying day, the whole world is looking.
You're a producer and director, so that's fine if you do.
It's the camera, is the language of the camera.
I support you because last week I said the same thing when I was blushing over Hijack.
Yes.
I don't want to feel that way again.
Okay, so
talking
guys,
about it now, because our Nollywood, I pray for you people. It's going to take a long way.
No, if it's for set design, camera, right? Camera and the way we angle some of our shots right now, Nollywood is brilliantly doing it. Like with it.
I know, but trust me. Have you seen Hijack?
What we still have a powerful problem with its identity crisis. Nollywood still doesn't have like an identity. If it's the other aspects of filmmaking, but Nollywood don't finish work. Sound design, production value, you get acting, story everything. Soon. But it's the story sometimes you're like, watch it, like, okay, this is never done the enter.
Okay, so talking about this, are we looking forward to watching Madam Koi Koi?
Okay, now talking about Madam Koi Koi, the trailer dropped, right? And while I appreciate the take on the origin, that's what it's called, the origin, Madam Koi Koi. I didn't know if it was selling itself to be a thriller or a horror. Because the trailer wasn't designed as horror. And there is this thing in horror movies that says what you don't see is much more scarier than what you do see. That is the reason why a movie like It Follows in 2014, we don't get to see what was following this guy in the opening of the movie, but we're just like, okay, what's it be this thing? The camera just kept moving. The guy kept running away from the camera. What's it be the thing where you run for? Even me, I want to see. I was not trying to build a mental, picture of whatever this thing is that is scaring this babe. Imagery. So what you don't see is much more scarier than what you see. That's the reason why Jaws in 1975 till today still stands as the first blockbuster. They have not even show shark. Now, they couldn't show the shark, not because they didn't want to, but because they didn't even have the means to show the shark a lot. That's why a movie like Jaws has 6 minutes of shark inside. For story that is about shark, they eat people. But you only have 6 minutes of shark because the image, the fear of shark coming to eat you. You know they see him, but you know Senasha, what kind of shark is it? You don't know. Now, Madam Koi Koi showed us like 3 times. What this entity was, and it wasn't scary. You just didn't like, come on now, like it just you for not sure this man are quite at all. Just they create the sound, then they carry the actors like, oh my, what is that thing that is coming? Oh, see, I hear we know Siam. We'll have a different mentality or different image of what Madam Koi Koi is. You get?
And so, don't forget the story that we know of Madam Koi Koi is actually the sound.
Not the entity.
So already you have demystified the audience.
That's one. And two, the Madam Koi Koi was wearing flats.
I saw it was trending.
It was not.
They say Madam Koi Koi, let's not get Koi Koi.
It was flap, flap. That's the thing.
You know when you wear pants and it is flap, flap. It's Madam Flap, flap.
Come on, but guys, man. if you're into movies, you direct a lot, you're producing big stuff, you guys.
Or you watch.
Or you no, calm down. See, you don't know where I'm going to. You guys should come and carry focus and this man with no name. They're good men. I mean, look at how they reason. I'm so honored to be in their midst.
Google punish
you. Oh, God, I feel like crying now.
Anyways, another message here from Hashim all the way from Maitama. He says, you guys forgot to add Banshee. The adult teams are very strong there in Banshee. I haven't still seen Banshee though.
Banshee, okay. And Joel is here saying, hi, focus, hi, Chinato, hi, the man with no name. But most movies from 2018 down little or no sexual content. It reduced to the nearest minimum. And I think that's true.
In a way,
go and check out 90s movie and awesome. 2000.
Do you know that there was actually a period in movie making that it was just all about nudity?
You must put it inside. And mostly
when you watch French movies.
And he said, is it the decision of the director? But 2021 till now, not much of sexual scenes. Is that like Strike Back? That's what Joes is saying. Yeah, I think somehow it don't reduce compared to how it was before.
I personally think it should be there, unless you're doing movies like The Platform.
That's what we're saying. If it is needed, if it is there to move the plot forward, you guys Adam. Like James Bond, and we said, James Bond goes
part
like
of his character.
Let's say James Bond wants to infiltrate CWI right now.
Is that the women in the
film? He will just find the women. He will just start with look for the receptionist or Doc on that. If you just seduce Doc on, Doc on like, so cool, we do this, we do that, and this thing. You get so
Doc
James Bond.
Like who they talk.
Hey, Doc on, my darling. Radio Dragon.
So if it's important to the story, put it there. Mm-hmm. You get. If it's not, don't just put it because you just want to hold audience attention. Because that's one thing.
And then if you want to hold the audience attention, do it properly.
But do it where now?
Do it properly.
No con de do any.
Do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Because Nollywood. So I don't think maybe I might be mistaken. Which Nollywood movie have you seen like really designed its sex scene like beautifully and like? Aesthetically, it is okay, nice
so,
to see.
So I think I had this.
Most of them are very rough.
I had this discussion with, a filmmaker, Alex, and we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And she said something. She said, it is recently that Nigeria even owned up to the idea of even having casting directors.
Yeah.
Now there is what they call director. Intimacy directors.
Yes, intimacy coach.
Intimacy
coach. They are there to
direct to direct the angle and help the camera, help
and
the
even
actors.
The actors. This is how you need to
move. This is how you do this.
Because sometimes when you see, okay, I'm still virgin, but sometimes
we did not need to know your history, my brother. Just face front, please. Just
so sometimes when you see the way sex is performed in movies, if you really look at them like that, they really have for real life. The guys make a slow and gentle, just like soap advert where you see somebody bathing.
The person
know
don't do like say they really bath.
You know, some person know they bath like that. You'll not say
you'd be shocked.
So gentle.
Have you seen me after a long stressful day?
I lie. You know they bath.
Do not shock you.
You were the late. You'll see the rough one like person when they wash jeans.
No, not me. I take my time. My face is my card. I have a face card.
We
present.
Know that you know the scrub face, but
no,
you
no, and the scrub face. But then, when I don't scrub face finish, I can't finally can use soap. When I remember that soap, the water we use runs the soap. I need your palm. I just sprinkle. Yes, so it will just
go into your eyes.
So that the foam will dripple down, but the moisture will still be there.
Wow. that's part of it, and we really need to work on these aspects of filmmaking in Nigeria.
Exactly.
But anyway, let's jump straight into other aspects of the show.
Okay, so let's go straight into box office right now to see what movies are raking in what. And in at number 10, last week's number 7, we have the John David Washington movie directed by Gareth Edwards called The Creator. It made $1 million this weekend and so far has a domestic gross to date of $38.8 million.
Now, this movie dropped from number 6 to be at the number 9 spot today with a total gross of $50 million plus from Lionsgate, and it is Saw X. the HD is out.
Well, in at number 8, coming down from number 5, is The Nightmare Before Christmas. It made $2 million for a weekend gross and $7.8 million from Walt Disney Studios.
Making its debut in the box office is a movie called Freelance, which made $2 million this weekend, and that is all it has made, and it's from Relativity Media.
Okay, last week's number 4 is this week's number 6. It is Paw Patrol, The Mighty. That's the movie that is out from Paramount Pictures with a total gross of $59 million plus.
Scaring its way from number 3 is this week's number 5, and that's The Exorcist Believer. I need to say again. $3.1 million for a weekend gross, and wow, that's huge. Am I saying it right? 93?
No, it's eye problem. It's actually $59 million
from Universal Pictures.
So, one of the movie that was recommended to Chinatu just now is making its debut in the box office. It's called After Death.
God forbid, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I'm not watching this.
It made $5 million this weekend, and it's from Angel Studios.
Okay, in at number 3, last week's number 2 is The Killers of the Flower Moon with a total gross of $40 million plus, still from Paramount Pictures.
It's really paining me that this movie is still here. I don't know if it's a movie.
And you said it was going to be number one.
Oh.
And it don't come down after 3 weeks.
Yeah. So thank God, though, it don't come down. This week's number 2, well, a documentary, highlighting Taylor Swift's tour called The Ear Twitting.
The Eras Tour.
Yep. So why $14.7 million for weekend gross? And wow, 149. That's huge.
That is huge. And sitting comfortably at number 1, we have the horror movie that dropped this weekend called Five Nights at Freddy's. It made $78 million, which is said to be one of the biggest opening for a horror movie ever so far, and is made by Universal Pictures International. So those are the movies that are raking, chopping money in the box office. And in the Nigerian cinemas, Merry Men 3 sits at number 1.
Is out?
Yes, it is. It's been out, and it made $19.3 million this weekend, and so far has a gross to date of 61.7 million naira.
Okay, The Creator is still in Nigerian cinemas, but it sits at number 2. The Expendables, the part 4, sits at number 3. And Something Like Gold. I was thinking of Something Like Gold. Anyways, that's at number 4. And number 5 is Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. So, yeah.
So, those are the movies in the Nollywood. What you want to see?
Top 5.
No, I thought I saw 11,000 naira. But, yeah, it's not the last one there.
Is it 11,000?
11,000. Which, what did you see that is 11,000?
I'm just
No.
Yaro, all the way from Popcorn and Reels Live on Instagram, saying they should do it well, like Monster Ball. They should do what well?
He's talking about the intimacy scenes.
Okay.
Scenes, yeah.
All right, so can I start dropping my recommendations?
Drop your recommendations for this week.
There's this movie called The Retirement Plan. I don't know.
Retirement Plan, yes. I think I know it.
Why? I don't know what to say because I tried. I really tried. I tried. Let me just. He no enter the film, no sweets, no watch am. He no good. That's one. Meanwhile, I don't know. I don't want to advise you, but try and see the Lego Marvel Agenda. Marvel Avengers Code Red.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Lego.
That just came out.
It's it not there, but it's sweet small for people who like
no,
Lego.
No, funny enough, Lego movies are
can be very interesting.
Yes, and then this Pain Hustlers
with Chris Evans.
Thank you. Yes, my Emily baby. Now, stopped by my stepsister. Please, run. And then I just have one to say. Trust me. Wait, calm down. Let me look for the name. I wrote it somewhere. Good. No, no vessel. Now. There's this movie called A Love Story. First of all, the guy you are seeing there is not Nicki Minaj. It's not Nicki Minaj. I thought it was Nicki Minaj. I rush and it's underneath it. She gets this Nicki Minaj vibe. Even if I open the poster, you go, wait, this is not Nicki Minaj.
Wait, let me see now.
You say it's what?
A Love Story.
A love story.
How does this look? Now you get
exactly
a
Nicki Minaj.
Does this look like Nicki Minaj?
In my mind, oh my god, Nicki, my baby.
Does this look like Nicki Minaj?
Okay, open the post. It's giving Nicki Minaj vibe.
You
just see that you're just clicking, bam. Now later.
I clear.
Jeez. Yeah. I see what's happen. It's Nicki Minaj wig, don't they say? Guys. Even the story, I don't even know whether I want to find a student assignment somewhere.
Wait, don't you look at the poster sometimes before you watch something?
I know, but you know, I go this far too.
Guys, see the poster.
I go this far to get recommended.
See the poster.
You're not going to run.
Mona, calm down now. Calm down.
We are calm.
So, and then there's this other, I don't want to talk about it. Name is Control Zeta. I have nothing to say about it, but.
Why is it like actual Zeta?
Well, because of the Zeta, I downloaded it.
But you see whether or not. Zeta.
Yeah, but no be English, so I don't even know the language.
No, but
speak.
Funny enough, some non-English movies can be very brilliant. Mostly horror. Mm. If you see non-English,
yeah, you guys were talking about Nowhere.
Nowhere is really beautiful. It's a beautiful movie to watch.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You were talking about dialogue, right? Movie that gives. I don't know if any of us have seen The Tragedy of Macbeth.
Denzel Washington.
Damn. These guys took. Have you read King James version of the Bible?
Yeah, but that's because it's Macbeth now.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just trying to bring out dialogue. Anybody wants to enjoy King James level kind of conversation?
Go and watch
The Tragedy of. Like, I had to download subtitle to follow up.
Wow.
To understand. No, it's seriously.
Where goeth thou?
Every single conversation was.
It's not the tragedy of Macbeth.
That had those three witches.
It was three witches and Denzel Washington.
Yeah. So, of course, it's like you're watching the mind-stimulating in a way. There's a movie called The Tempest.
I've not seen The Tempest.
You should
see
it. If you enjoy that type of dialogue, then you should see The Tempest.
Oh, God. I was glued.
The type of dialogue I'm talking about is the type that draws you in. Like you fully.
No, this one actually I was drawn in because
a Tarantino movie.
Each conversation.
A Tarantino movie, for example,
even the Martin Scorsese movie,
Inglourious Bastards.
That pop scene, it kept going. Not even the pop scene.
The milk and rats.
It just kept going.
When the guy entered the house, Inglourious Bastards. What intrigued me was that scene, that opening scene when the guy got into the house of the Jewish guy and was like, the problem with other German soldiers that come in here fishing for Jews is that they search where they think a German will hide. They search inside the cupboard, under the beds. But no. The Jews are like rats. Mm. They hide under crevices. Like, in crazy scene. Yeah. Baba John opened everywhere.
You have not seen Inglourious Bastards in 2009. I must tell you the year, just in case, because I need to get it. There's an Inglourious Bastard of the 50s.
Oh, I think I saw the one they did in 1942. Meanwhile, guys, let me just drop this one for you guys. You know that likes the nehi kind of. It's called Kandasamy's The Baby. It's beautiful.
I saw the poster.
Yeah, I don't know whether they call and where. Kandasamy's The Baby. You just relax. It's this family vibe, funny kind of Indian movie. Trust me, you would enjoy it. This one though, The Royal Hotel, is not sweet. I know the girl is popular, but I don't know her name.
Jessica Henwick and she did Ozark.
You're gonna get her. But then The Royal Hotel. It's what that word, you slow pace,
Sabi. Slow burn.
Thank you. But you know, talking about dialogue, even to say for your mind, my dialogue, maybe your dialogue, you won't deep pass my own, but you guys might enjoy it.
But also talking about dialogue, this is like following the aftermath of Loki. I don't know, but unpopular opinion, I think Jonathan Majors is becoming a top villain kind of character. Just like up and coming.
More Jolly Oliver, first, because
I'm feeling that vibe in three movies I've seen him in.
They've already given him bad PR for having Ant-Man beat him.
So I think he personifies
the villain.
Let's see, let's go. Ivan said, "Hope so when I don't give this thing to Matthew Perry."
Yes, we have greeted.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are giving a tribute to Matthew Perry. That was what we opened the show with. Yes, and it is sad to hear of his passing. And Yari here saying Emily Blunt had an amazing performance in Pain Hustlers. It was a good movie, but I felt it lacked. It lacked the victim's pain. There wasn't much expression about how bad the situation was. Okay, I'm yet to see it though. I have it. It came out October 20th and it starred Chris Evans and Emily Blunt in that one.
So, okay, yeah. Well, very quickly before we move on, anime recommendations, Dark Gathering, I'll still recommend that any day, anytime. Berserk of the of Gluttony is a good one to start. It's just started. Undead Unlock. See, Undead Unlock is fantastic to start. Like, the PR for that anime has been fantastic, and knowing that they are doing an exceptional job with it is actually a very good one. About a guy that cannot die, looking for his perfect death, and then there's a girl who is unlucky. Basically, anyone who comes near her dies. So she's thinking of ending her life. Meanwhile, the guy is thinking of who will end his life. And the crazy thing about her unluckiness or her unluck is that if you touch her skin, and the degree of how you interact with her, that's the degree or extent of how unlucky you will get. So from you kicking your leg on stone to a meteorite falling on you, like, it can get that intense. So, like, it's crazy. And then both of them are on the run because people are trying to kill them. The guy who is undead actually wants to die. Why is he on the run if he wants to die? Because he cannot die, so they just keep torturing him.
Oh, okay. Now why in the run? Okay.
And the fight sequences are fantastic.
Yara is saying, please, if you haven't started watching The Winter King, please get on it.
Yeah.
And last but not the least, this week's episode of Loki was mind blowing. I'm yet to see it. Life has been choking me, like holding me. The Sakpa has been Sakpa.
Spy X Family Season 2 has started. If you've not seen, you can jump on it and meet the Forger family, where one is a spy. That's the man is a spy. The wife is an assassin. The daughter can read minds and the dog can see the future. All of them don't know who the other person is, apart from the girl who can actually read minds. Mm. Crazy story. Yeah.
So, out of him, Talk To Me. Have you seen it?
Yes, now.
Talk To Me was good.
I enjoyed it.
No One Will Save You is a rubbish film. Anyway, yes.
I didn't like it.
The idea that they wanted to make it a no dialogue movie fell flat with the fact that she kept the in the film. No, rubbish. They did not try for that part. They would have left it as a silent film, except where we have the noise from the aliens. That would have been better.
But I think on my bucket list would be that Nowhere.
No. Nowhere is really good. You can check it out. It's really good. So, guys, that brings us to the end of the show. It's time for us to take our leave. But like we always say, always be a part of this experience by following us on social media. You can check us out on Twitter, where we post all the latest trailers for movies and, of course, our movie and TV news. We'll also be as active as we can on Instagram, and based on, these posting rules that they have. And, of course, on Facebook also, we'll post something, they will take it down. That has always been the issue. But, yeah, it's time for us to clear, or should we say skedaddle?
We'll catch you guys next week. And in honor of Matthew Perry, we are going to leave you with the theme song for the amazing 10 seasons of Friends. It's been awesome hanging out with y'all. We'll see you next week. Shall we see there?
We will hear and we'll interact with you. Bye bye.
Bye.